broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It was not our intention to have that happen, and unfortunately for us, it did not work
this
out
woman,
well.
This woman was telling anybody that would listen that her son was terminally ill with leukemia.
Stay down!
We remember the steps to putting on the condom.
When you open it, don't.
Right. I felt this thrill going up my leg.
It's racist.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch. And we'll go through the looking glass and beyond. And go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And wherever we are on a dial, that's where we are. We're also online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. What is that? That's the strong right arm of the Phil Hendry Show, where you go and you see live streaming video of the show right now. Hear live streaming audio of the show right now. You can get downloads. You can get our news feed. You can comment on our news feed. You get email response from Phil. It's all there with your backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. It is the single greatest website for any radio show anywhere in the world. As a matter of fact, PC World called our website one of the funniest on the World Wide Web. Check it out, philhendryshow.com. Movie theaters take a stand against texting. Joining us this hour, Jay Santos, our security advisor, but Jay does talk with us on a lot of issues having to do with police matters, security matters, public security, and so forth. And just, you know, sort of the interaction of the public with business. In Tempe, Arizona, there is a homegrown theater chain in Arizona called Harkins Theaters, and they have taken a stand against texting. When you enter the theater, you see the bright, attention-grabbing movie posters in the halls that have been replaced with black-and-white NTDM or no texting during movies posters. It's a very interesting prohibition, and as I say, joining us from the South Bay this evening is Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You're at a substation, Jay?
That is correct, Phil.
And what do you guys mean by a substation? You're a police, an auxiliary police?
We are a group of citizens who have gotten together to, we recognize there's a need for the police to be augmented, to be assisted, and to have some backup from a auxiliary force, and to that extent, that is the job that we are very, very happy to do.
Well, when you say a substation,
this is one of the substation we use right now, and it is the home of Subcommander Gleason. His wife and daughter have traveled for a weekend to use garage area.
Okay. Let's talk about this texting and in-theater texting. You guys have encountered this, and a lot of what you do, you say, is you do walking beats or walking patrols as an auxiliary force of malls?
That is correct. We've done quite a bit of auxiliary policing, citizens auxiliary police, or what we call our augmenting the auxiliary, where we will take two or three of our sub-commanders that will go into the mall areas. And if that is a mall that has a theater complex, we'll go into the theaters. And certainly when we look at people texting, we will tell them to stop. We have that right as a citizen's auxiliary police to say, would you please stop texting? If they do not stop, certainly we do then have a little bit of a situation. And, you know, I'll take it anywhere else. I like to say I'll take it anywhere you want to go with it. But for my money, it's got to stop. The theater owners want it to stop.
Why do they not like people texting?
In the movie theater, Phil?
In the theater, why are people not allowed to text?
The reason why they don't want anyone texting in the movie theater is because most of the time these are individuals who are communicating with people standing outside the theater. In that instance, they are texting to the individual outside the theater their displeasure with the film, or they will tell them the basic plot line of the film, or they will do something that will, through that communication, that will cause the individual outside to take their business away from the movie theater. And generally, it is done maliciously. It is done by a lot of young people who seem to get some enjoyment out of telling their friends outside, don't spend your money on this movie because it's, you know, it's not a good movie. And then the young people say, okay, well, let's go someplace else. And they take their business.
Well, is that not the right of an individual who is texting in a movie theater to do that?
It is not the right, no. The Citizens Auxiliary Police recognizes freedom of speech and freedom of all of the, you know, all the freedom that you want to have. That's wonderful. But I don't think, and I don't think you're going to find too many people who think the Constitution of the United States says that you have the freedom to basically, you know, I don't want to use, you know, bad language, but to, you know what, all over someone's business.
Yep. Well, when you say that someone is sitting in a movie theater and they're texting to people on the outside, the movie is no good, that is an expression of their personal opinion.
That is an expression of an opinion. Is it the fact? We don't know. We're not never going to know, because what that person's doing is an opinion, which may not be an opinion at all. It might be a malicious statement to simply send people away from the movie theater. And send people away from the movie theater because they are being malicious.
Now, yeah, but if I just want to say, so what do you do? If you see people texting, are you telling them to stop?
We are saying to them that, generally if it's a young person, we'll say to them, okay, we know what you're doing. You're saying the movie stinks. And because you're going to want to talk to young people on a level and using a language that they would use, Phil. So we'll say to a young person, you know, I know what you're doing, you know. You're talking about how the movies, you know, sucks butt, you know, or use whatever terms they use. And we know that you're saying that, even though, you know, the movie's obviously a good movie.
And when you say obviously a good movie, what were you watching?
I forget what it was. It was a good movie. It was something. It can be anything. I think it was Wall Street 2.
You think that's a youth movie?
Well, there were kids in there, and it was a good movie. It had Michael Douglas. In any event, the point is, these kids are texting to their friends, the movie stinks, go, you know, get out of here. And I found that out because we did grab one of the phones. And
when you grab a phone from someone, and we're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, as we discuss whether it is a... You know, what's going on with texting in movie theaters? Jay and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, they're in there taking phones away from people that they see texting in a movie theater. And you say that they're using these to communicate that the film stinks to people outside. All right. But you take these phones away, and I'm wondering about your legal right to do that.
Well, I've got a legal right to defend the movie theater. If the movie theater is saying they don't want people texting in a movie theater, and we do see someone in the movie theater who is texting to their friends, and they're saying, don't see this movie because it stinks. And they'll say a lot of malicious things. You know, it's sticky, the floor is sticky, and this kind of thing. We'll go ahead, we'll grab it, take a quick read of it, and we'll give it back outside. So that's all. We don't want it taken away. You know?
But you don't have the right to take that phone.
Well, Phil, we do if they're saying... this movie stinks, or this movie's no good. We do then have that right.
That's interesting.
It is interesting, but I would ask you, and I'd certainly ask your listeners, and certainly ask anyone who's within the broadcast sphere or area, you know, I'll do my job, you do your job, you know. All I'm asking you not to do is butt in and, you know, try to pretend like you're, you know, I'm doing my job, you do your job. You know,
well, I'm not butting in, but let me just say this. If I'm texting in a movie theater...
And the movie's on.
Well, you know, Phil, I'll tell you one thing about Phil Hendry. I keep my mouth shut and I watch the movie. I don't do any of that irritating crap that people do because it does piss me off. And I am the kind of guy that will say something to someone, and I'll probably one of these days wind up getting into some hellacious fight as the result of it, but I just do. I keep my mouth shut. I don't text. All right. But for whatever reason, if I was texting and you came over... What makes you think you're going to get the phone away from me?
Well, Mr. Renner, at that time I would ask you, may I have your phone? I do need to see if you're saying that this movie, you know, stinks or stinks on wheels or however you put things. and at that time you do not want to give it to me, we use a citizen's auxiliary police. We call it our step three. Step three is basically three steps. I'll say to you, may I have your phone? You'll say to me, no. Step two is I cough. And this is just a diversionary tactic. I cough. You look at me because I cough, and I grab the phone. So
you're taking it away from me. You're stealing it.
No, I am not stealing it, sir. I'm giving it back to you.
As soon as you read my private communications on that text, on that phone.
Your private communication, one thing, sir. But when you are in the middle of a movie theater, what is being used by a personal business to have people come in and look at the movie, and you write down on your text, don't come into this movie, and you write some smart-ass comment, like I saw this young person write, it sucks, but, or, you know, your mom, or some of this vile and vicious stuff, then I do have that time to go outside, say, if you come with me outside, you can have your phone and your dirty, you know, and your dirty habits. And
I don't have any dirty habits, Mr. Santos.
I'm not even really, are you saying that's what you do?
No, I'm not saying that's what I do, but I will say, if I am in a theater and I'm looking, I went to see a movie. I went to see 13 Days. You know this movie?
No, sir.
It was a movie with Kevin Costner. It was the lousiest piece of garbage I think I'd ever seen in my life. And I left within 15 minutes. Now, if I'd had a phone and I was texting, I would have said to somebody standing outside, don't waste your money on this turd. And you're saying, I don't have the right to do that.
You're inside of a private... First of all, your texting is bothering other people. That's the number one thing.
How am I bothering other people?
By you texting... People sitting around you are aware of the fact that you think the movie is not good, and it makes them uncomfortable that they're sitting with someone who is all, you know, talking about what a piece of crap the movie is, and it's offensive to them. It makes them look like they're stupid for spending their money. And I do not confiscate, Mr. Henry. I do not steal. I confiscate. I do not steal. I confiscate. And I take great exception to that.
All right, hold on for just a moment. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And they go into movie theaters, and will be in movie theaters this weekend, taking your cell phone from you if you're texting in the middle of the movie or during the movie. You do not have the right to text to somebody outside that the movie stinks, don't waste your money. You also don't have the right to be using your phone texting because it makes people around you uncomfortable that you are already passing judgment on a movie that they spent money on. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Jay Santos and the world-famous Phil Hendry Show in just a moment.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
Got that?
I don't know, Jay. We're back on the air.
Well, I was hoping that you would have produced something like that.
We're not going to produce anything like that just yet, Jay. I'm talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and what Jay was referring to was some produced open that he wants for his appearances on my show. We can talk about that at the end of the hour. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, is Mr. Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, talks with us about texting in movie theaters. And the question here, if you don't mind, sir, is that I'm not entirely sure you have the right to take my phone from me.
I told you, Mr. Henry, you're not stealing. You're confiscating.
Right. And reading my private communications.
I am not reading your private communications, sir.
Are you not? Didn't you tell me that you're looking at the screen?
No, sir. What I told you, Mr. Henry, is I'm looking at the last communication that you're sending to your friends, and it says... As I've said, we've had teenagers and other people. We've even had young couples who are adults. Don't watch this movie. It sucks, but it sucks. You know, they use very crude terms. There's a movie theater owner who invested a great deal of money for promotion and for setting a theater up and however they do it. I don't know how they do it. And you're there telling people standing in line outside by texting to them the movie is a turd or however you say it. That is what I'm talking about.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here in Pennsylvania, listening on WEEO. It's Joe. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Good morning. I'd like to ask this gentleman, is he contracted by the mall for security purposes?
We are a roving uniform citizens band.
Are you contracted by the mall? I work for a security agency at a mall, and we are under contract with the mall. And if something would happen inside this theater where a struggle became apparent, where you or somebody was injured, there would be a lot of liability there. Now, I'm wondering, do these people know that you're actually in these malls doing this?
Well, at that time, I could tell you, Joe, that if anything took place, I would take you aside and say, we are citizens, auxiliary police, we have it under control. If you could back up, we'll go ahead and take care of it.
But you're not answering my question. What if a struggle occurred
right.
where you tried to take something and somebody fell over a chair and cut their head or you got hurt and the mall became liable for something you did? Now, would the mall be liable or would you?
We have certain techniques that we use, which I can assure you, no one's going to get hurt. We have three-step tape.
That's not answering the question. That's not answering the gentleman's question. It's always possible that somebody's going to get hurt. Okay.
Well, the only person going to get hurt is if somebody tries to put his hands on me. Then I can guarantee they're going to get hurt.
Yeah, but it could be perceived that you've started the struggle by taking the phone away.
No, sir, I have not started any struggle. The person started the struggle by texting to their friends what a butt wipe movie this is, or however you want to put it.
But the struggle started because a stranger tried to take his phone away from him, right?
Well, sir, we are uniform.
Are you contracted? Are you contracted by the mall? You have to have a contract with the mall to work at the mall.
What do you mean by contracted? I'm not exactly sure I know what you mean. Are you saying today?
Well, when a mall has a security company come in, they sign a contract with that security company. It could last for 2 to 4 to 6 years.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't need that.
They wanted them there.
Right. We don't need that. No.
You don't need that.
No, we don't, because we're not at the mall that long. We're only there as a roving security band, and then we're gone. I'm gone.
You're there for like 20 minutes, a half an hour?
Yeah, possibly. Depends on how many theaters that we have to go into.
And you know how long it takes for somebody to get injured in a struggle? 10, 15 seconds?
Well, here again, you're bringing up a situation which I'm sure has been a part of your experience, sir, but with my group, my Citizens Auxiliary Police, we don't hurt anybody that hurt us. All we want is look at a phone.
But what if the guy, this gentleman's making a good point. What if you go to take someone's phone and they don't give it up?
That's why we use the three-step. I cough, I've got that phone out of his hands, he doesn't know what happened.
And what if he lunges after the phone?
Lunges at the phone, I'm going to do what is called a swivel back. All right, I'm just backing up. I'm backing out of the theater. I look at the texts. If he's texting that the movie sucks, and all that, then I tell the movie theater owner, and then I'm gone.
Okay,
the movie
have no
theater
merit there either, because we have never dealt with anybody in any of the theaters in any of the malls we worked at that had a problem with people texting in the theater. Now, I don't know where you're from or anything.
Well, sure, I'll tell you right now, sir, there's an article here in ABC News that says there's an Arizona theater chain called the Harkins Theater they're now eliminating texting. And the reason is because they don't need these kids texting in the theater, this movie sucks your, blank, 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 and all that nonsense.
Well, okay, but still, there are outstanding questions that Joe asked. Are you contracted? What do you do if there's injury? You say there won't be any injury. You say that you're trained. What if he lunges? You do some backup, you back out of the theater. If you see these texts that are critical of the film, you hand them over to the theater manager. And again, you haven't even begun to address the constitutional issue of freedom of speech. You're just telling us that you are going to take this phone and you'll have it out of the guy's hands before he knows it. This man asked a very good question about liability.
The only liability, sir, that is needed is that people who put their hands on me or my sub-commanders.
Well, okay, so you're some kind of a badass.
I'd say I'm a badass,
Well, all right. Look, Joe, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Move on here to another phone call. This is Nisha in... Oh, we got a break. Hold on, Nisha. Yeah, we do have to break. We got just a few seconds before we end the half hour. We have Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on with us as we discuss texting in movie theaters. It has gotten so troublesome, I guess, or irritating that one movie theater chain in Arizona has banned it. There may be others. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and his so-called sub-commanders have gone into movie theaters and have told people to stop texting. Because what people are doing is they're texting to their friends waiting in line outside how bad the movie is, and that infringes the rights of the theater owner. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Man put his hands on me, he's going to have problems.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You're going to be out in force this weekend. There's going to be a lot of people at the movie theaters this weekend.
There certainly will be, Phil. Yes, absolutely.
There's a big movie coming out?
There's a very big film. It's going to be debut this weekend called Social Network. It's a Columbia Pictures film. Columbia Movies, Columbia Movie Picture, whatever they call it, has not been one of the big winners, you know. Columbia Pictures, to be honest with you, has been run like, well, losers, you know, like losers are running that. Now they got this movie called Social Network. It's about Facebook. There will be a lot of young people in line to see the film. We're going to have our hands full. We anticipate, you know, a level four in terms of deployment, and it most likely will be level five in terms of pith helmet. So we are going to...
All right, so there's going to be a lot of young people in line, and there's going to be a lot of young people in the movie theater. So there's going to be a lot of young people with cell phones.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
And so what are you going to do?
Well, Phil,
In other words, if you see those cell phones come out, you're going to have a lot of young people in the movie theater.
We're going to have a lot of young people. It depends on whether or not they want to see the movie, or do they want to text their friends outside what a turd. You know,
what if they're texting their friends that it's a good movie?
That is not likely.
Why?
If it's a good movie, you're going to be paying attention to it. You're not going to be texting, this movie is really good. You're going to be paying attention and watching it and being involved in it. But if you're texting, I don't even need to look at the phone. As soon as someone breaks out their cell phone, I know they're saying the movie dropped out of a cow's, you know, butt.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here on the line. We had Nisha on the line from Los Angeles. Okay, Nisha, thank you for hanging on.
Hello?
Hi. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, I just had a couple of quick comments.
Yes,
ma'am. The gentleman who's talking about the phone issue, it appears to me that he's kind of causing provoking a situation, an unnecessary situation, because this could lead to, like, altercations, and then he's making assumptions that these people are texting people outside, which that's kind of ridiculous, because I don't know how often you just happen to be texting someone outside of the movie theater. And if you don't like the movie, you don't like the movie. It's your opinion, and that's how the world goes around. We tell people what we like and what we don't like. So what's wrong with telling someone?
Well, you're right, but there's also the following scenario where you're not allowed to say certain things in certain areas. I'm sure you're aware of that. For instance, the Supreme Court has ruled you can't yell fire.
How is texting someone even meet those requirements? How does texting someone even meet those requirements?
Well, I'll give an example. Last week, I took a cell phone out of a young man's hand, and this is what he had written about a movie called Wall Street 2. This movie, blank, 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 I can't even tell you the words, blank, my mother's blank, 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 your blank, blank.
Okay, however, so you wouldn't have, you film. Would, however you would, sir, however you would not have known that had you not grabbed his personal property. So that's not your business. However he talks,
that's right.
His business, and that's for his parents to take care of, not yours. And no one else's. You as a citizen, need to leave others alone. You're going to cause the situation, a bad situation, for no reason.
He was texting a young man outside. When we finally caught up with that young man.
Guess
where we found that young man? He was getting into his car, leaving.
So?
So what?
He was
so what?
He was leaving a theater
people,
that he was going
told,
to spend money in.
So what? People have told people. I
so
told
what?
People don't buy. Yes. So what? That happened.
What if you own that theater? What if you own that theater?
You know
I'm
what?
I'm protecting
it happened.
You.
That happens. It happens. That's how word of mouth. That's why they say you take care of your first customer and you'll get a second customer.
Yeah, to me that just doesn't sound right. I mean, for instance, if that's your movie theater and you're allowing customers inside taking advantage of your product to drive customers away, I don't think you'd be in business very long.
Sir, they're not taking advantage of
you.
They're driving customers away. They're making an opinion. And it's up to that person to make the decision whether they want to go see it or not. You can't make that decision for them. So anyway, I just have to make my point.
I can tell you right now, if I sat down in a public toilet tonight and I came away with like syphilis, and you'd say, so what? Well, no, it's not so what.
What? All right, listen.
That was ridiculous and irrelevant. And half the comments you made
No, it wasn't. No, you're saying... No, ma'am. No, you said so what? Well, you're saying so what? I'm saying what if I sit down in a public toilet and I got gonorrhea on that? So what?
We're not talking about a toilet. We're not talking about syphilis. We're talking about texting, and that analogy.
In a lot of ways,
we are talking about gonorrhea.
In a lot of ways, we are talking about a kind of a gonorrhea of the movie theater business. In so far as
use a different terminology.
Well, and I'm gonna go.
I don't know, but if a young man comes out of a movie theater, it's as if he's sending a gonorrhea virus.
All right, thank you very much for your call, ma'am. 877-876 Phil, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Henry, I don't really appreciate you talking about me like I'm some weird, like I'm the freak, third wheel or something here. You know.
Well, she didn't. Your analogy about gonorrhea in a public toilet.
No, I said. She said, so what, so what, so what?
Yeah, I heard her say that.
And so I'm saying, all right, so what? What if I, the point I'm trying to make is, what if something very serious happened to me in a very benign place? I'm sitting in a stall at a restaurant. I'm in a bathroom stall at a restaurant, and I come away with rectal cancer. So what? You're laughing at that?
I would not even deign to respond to that because I think it is the most outrageous comparison I ever heard in my life. Let's go to Wendy in Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Wendy. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, ma'am.
I just wanted to make a comment about the guy picking up people's phones and reading their last text message. I know he's probably going to be defensive about that, but I really think if he came up to me in this movie theater and took my phone from me, I would get irate, and he would probably be charged with criminal trespass because that's my personal property, and if a stranger came up and took it from me, he would have a fight on his hands, and he said there's no liability unless somebody puts their hands on him, which I would do because that's my phone that I pay for. And he's violating my rights as a person. I would not do that to somebody
else.
Well,
ma'am, you know, it's not very likely, ma'am, that you're going to wrestle a phone away from me. I'm a man. You're a woman. I'm not saying you're not strong, and I'm not saying you're not experienced in defending yourself, but I'm a, auxiliary police officer, and I'm just trying to protect the owner's rights in that movie theater that you're not sitting there saying to your girlfriend outside, that don't come in to see this dog because it's, and
well, I understand what you're doing and what you're about, but the thing I don't understand is if I had this happen to, like, me or my friend, I definitely would say, you guys, don't go to so-and-so movie theater because they have people in there, swarming around that are going to pick up your phone and see if you're texting about the movie. And I have Facebook page. I have MySpace. And if I don't like a movie or if I do like a movie, I'm going to tell my friends about it. Usually when I go to a movie, my friends aren't standing outside in line. I'm not going to text them.
That's totally your right to go to Facebook and do, we have to look into that. But
what do you mean you got to look into that?
Well, I don't know what she's doing on Facebook,
There's nothing for you to look into. There's nothing for you to look into if she's on Facebook.
Well, Mr. Henry,
What if she's on Facebook saying, I saw this movie and someone ought to shoot the director? Okay, we've got ourselves a problem.
Oh, come on. You know,
I hear you. What's wrong with me saying I don't like a movie on Facebook?
There's nothing wrong with saying that. But if you say the movie was so bad, someone should kill the director and put his body in like a, you know, a landfill.
Well, I understand that's illegal. I would say,
Who would say that? Who would say that?
Mr. Renner, I'm trying to talk to the lady. I'm hearing you. For $12?
I would never say kill somebody. I would just say don't go to the movie. You're making it seem like people are evil.
Ma'am, I'm not saying
people are evil.
If people were, let me just quote, I heard this on a movie there the other day. I heard this on a movie. If men were angels, we would not need governments. You know who said that?
Alexander Jefferson, huh? You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Thomas Jefferson. If men were angels, we would not need government. See, we need to have citizens auxiliary police. If you're sitting in a movie theater and you're texting to your girlfriend who's standing in line outside to see the same movie, don't even think about it, because this thing is like someone let up. I read this, and a woman wrote this. An elderly woman wrote this. This watching this movie is like smelling one of your father's farts. She was talking to her daughter. Can you believe that?
I can't believe
you're laughing.
Are these all text messages that you're
These are text messages? Yes.
Phones
no.
and read?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I read this last week.
You read an elderly woman wrote that.
That is exactly correct.
Okay.
All right. Well, even if she did, so what? She's talking to her daughter, who was what?
Her daughter's standing in line outside to watch the movie.
Why didn't she come with her mother?
I don't know. That's what they do. The mother goes in first. I have no. The mother goes and watches it first and lets her know whether it's worth it.
The daughter?
Yeah.
Well, I call that being thrifty.
Is that right? So you work hard to put a film. So you make a movie. You work hard. You pay everybody. You go on location. You do whatever you have to do. You put the movie out. And someone says your movie is like smelling a fart.
Well, you know what? Have you ever heard of advertising by word of mouth is the best free advertising you can get?
Exactly. And when you say something like that, you've just driven another Hollywood director that much closer to a pill bottle.
Well, you know what?
Oh, boy.
I save lives every night. You know what? I do CPR on people. I work hard, and I work hard for my money. If I want to save my money by somebody telling me, hey, Wendy, don't go to this movie, thank you. Thank you for saving me that money.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you for saving me the money and driving another Hollywood director that much closer to a pill bottle.
Oh, come on, man. The average person, thank you, Wendy, the average consumer, this is not that individual's job to make sure. I better not say anything bad because the guy that created this might be so emotionally fragile, he'll kill himself. This is what you're telling me.
Well, I confiscated a film last week that had this. This was a man, a doctor, a 45-year-old doctor who wrote, I'd rather eat a booger than sit through Nanny McPhee Returns. Now, that's a man. That's a grown man.
Yeah, let's... All right, 877... So what, man? 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be back and talk about your rights in a movie theater. Are you allowed to text what you want to in a movie theater to friends outside? Can you say the movie stinks? Can you say the movie is this, that, or something else? Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police says there's a problem with people ripping movies and texting this to their friends outside so they don't go to see the movie. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Still to come, the Dr. Green Thumb Report and our News Hour with Robert and Bud.
Phil Henry.
Talk about...
What?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You did what?
We went on a theater. We thought we saw that today.
Tell my audience. We're with Jay Santos of Citizens Auxiliary Police. What did you see?
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm not about to come on your program here and be open up to more ridicule.
Well, you said you took a phone from who?
It was an elderly woman. She was probably in her 70s and was down here in Laguna Mall.
And she was there watching a movie, and I took her phone, and it said something along the lines of, good for Rick Sanchez. And I said, I remember saying it, I should not have said it, but I said, well, you dirty old Jew hater. And it got ugly. And
did you give her phone back?
At that point, I did, yeah.
You dirty old boy. You got some kind of guts, man.
Mr. Henry, I was there. I just wanted to make sure she wasn't texting her granddaughter.
Well, you said the granddaughter was, what, 10?
That's correct.
So the grandmother's in a movie. She's going to text her granddaughter that's 10 years old standing outside. And the grandmother was in there seeing what?
The grandmother was in there seeing, it wasn't Hangover, it was Hangover 2.
The grandmother is watching Hangover 2. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call. This is Carrie. Hi, Carrie. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi,
Carrie. Go ahead.
Security guard, and I want to ask this gentleman, what gives him the legal right to approach my child or me or anyone in my family? Because in some states, 5 feet of personal space you invade, that is assault, and you can go to jail for that. So I want to ask this gentleman, does he seriously think that he has the right to do what he is doing to these people that are in the movie theater?
Well, as you know, Carrie, there are areas of law where one person's rights come into conflict with another, and that has to be worked out, obviously, by the court. Our immediate concern is, are they communicating something dirty? And at the movie theater, they got a movie that's, you know, and they're trying to drive business away.
Let me tell you, I'm a licensed security guard, and which means I legally am allowed to. Number one is, listen to me, you have made yourself look like an idiot. Number one, you put your hands on my child or me in the movie theater and I am a female and I can take care of myself because I'm ex-military. So I'm going to tell you this, you put your hands on my child or anyone in my family, not only would you have consequences from my family, but also legally, because it sounds like to me that what you're doing is you're bored, so you're at the movie, and whether or not the movie has hired you out to do this for them or not, it sounds like you've taken it upon yourself to do this. So in actuality, you have no legal rights at all to approach anyone like that and to take the phone from an elderly lady. You've changed your story 10 times on the phone call, on the radio.
She was an old Jew hater, and...
Well, wait a second, man.
She's writing down, hey, Rick Sanchez, way to go, Rick.
You are making yourself sound
what do you say about...
ignorant.
I'm asking you, ma'am, what do you think of that, ma'am? I went up to that lady because I thought she was texting something filthy to her granddaughter. That would have been bad enough. Now I read...
Are you psychic? I mean, do you have ESP or something that you know?
No, ma'am, no, but we had seen the old lady. We saw the old lady come in first. And she gave a series of hand signals to the kid. The kid stayed back. She goes in to watch the movie. Now she has the phone out. Okay, what does that mean? Hello? She's texting the kid, and I look, and it says, way to do it, Rick.
She's texting her 10-year-old granddaughter, way to do it, Rick Sanchez?
That's correct. Well, that's what I'm assuming.
Well, how do you know, man?
Oh, give me a break. Excuse me, it was the biggest news story of the day.
This is an elderly woman in a movie theater who has been insulated from the news because she's in the movie theater. And she says, way to go, Rick. And you mean she's communicating to her 10-year-old daughter that Rick Sanchez, hey, big thumbs up.
You know, it's amazing for me to talk to you, Mr. Henry, and this lady, the naivete of the two of you. Wow.
I seriously don't even believe a thing that this gentleman is saying on the because, number one, he's changed his story about three different times, about three different things that he's talked about.
You're calling me a liar. Then you're calling me a liar.
I'm not calling you one. You made yourself out to be one on the radio.
No, I don't think
so. I'm not calling you that. You have made yourself out to be that.
I haven't said one thing you could prove to be a lie.
You better take calls about where you're at, about how much personal space you can invade in someone before it becomes a legal matter.
Personal space, that person's texting, this movie smells like a fart.
I can give you the name of some states that does pertain to, because it does.
Great.
5 feet of personal space is assault.
Thank you very much, Carrie. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Steve in Toronto, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
I just wanted to call this, because I almost think this is ridiculous at this point. I think he's kind of a ringer in this case. I almost don't believe his story, but the whole idea that someone...
Hey, Jay, are you making this stuff up?
I beg your pardon?
Are you making all of this up?
Senator, I come on your program to tell you about what we're going to do tomorrow with one of the biggest movies debuting of the year. You asked me on, I didn't, and I'm telling you what we're doing with the movie theaters.
Because some of the stuff you're talking about with this old lady and the kid...
I'm just telling you what I observed.
But regardless of what you've heard, if there's no...
Observed, not heard, observed.
Observed. There's no rhyme or reason that you have any right to break someone's constitutional rights or charter rights in Canada, for where I'm from, to get
the charter rights. Charter rights.
Yes.
What
to have
that?
Free speech.
Charter rights.
That's our
just listen to the man. Listen to the man.
Now,
sir, I'm not saying you don't have free speech, but you do not have free speech in the United States, for instance, to yell fire at a crowded theater. You do not have that freedom. You cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. You aware of that?
That is a completely different
story
than me turning to my friend and saying, I don't like this movie. Or me texting a friend saying, you know, I know you were going to the next showing. You shouldn't because this movie is garbage. That is my right.
With 2,000 kids outside, you say that? Good luck.
Oh, no, but you're the guy causing the riot, Jay.
No. The guy with the cell phone saying that the social network smells like a fart.
Phil Hendry.